can I do for you today?
Coach, any update on Ahmad?
No. Same.
How did Hakeem look today?
Not bad. He's working his way back.
Tom, are you still holding out hope that there's a chance for Ahmad on Sunday?
We'll see. You know, I don't. We'll just whatever the medical people tell us, we'll live with.
What are your thoughts on Prince and his availability?
He didn't practice today.
No. So if Ahmad doesn't go, Wilson gets obviously more carries.
More work.
Is that something that you have to talk to him about? Just a different level of responsibility that he might have this week or no?
Well, yeah, we'll talk. We've talked about it, and you know, he's been well prepared in terms of building his load up, and right. So and I'm sure he's ready for it.
You saw Hosley, you know, in a bigger role earlier, and then kind of got scaled back. How has he progressed, kind of learning and practice in the last few weeks?
Well, he's progressed, and he's practiced all week, and he's done a good job of paying attention, and he made a nice interception in practice today, so he's building up toward the game.
Talk a little just about the secondary depth you're going to need if Prince is unable to go, Kenny can't go again.
Well, the guys that are available got to play. They got to go. They're the ones that are going to have to meet the challenge against a very good secondary, outstanding tight end, running backs that can catch the football, but the guys that are healthy and ready to play, they'll have the responsibility.
Are there a lot of similarities between Graham and Gonzalez, the tight end?
Similarities in terms of both have the ball thrown at them a lot. Both are outstanding players, outstanding targets. Of course, the one guy, Tony Gonzalez, has been doing it for a very long time at a very high level. Continues as well to this day.
Tom, how is this injury, in the sense that you said it'll be a medical decision for Bradshaw, different from the foot? Because with the foot, was he kind of calling the shots and letting you know?
No, not really. He's going to tell you he can go.
Right.
Anytime. So it's between the medical people and Ahmad in terms of how he feels. But you have a little bit different aspect now. You know, you have a knee and you have a foot as well.
You've talked all season in reference to the pass rush that, you know, you see the numbers, but you see what you see on film. Is it a matter of making Ryan uncomfortable this weekend? I mean, do you see...
Well, always. There's nothing different about it. There's nothing different about the approach to an outstanding quarterback who's had a very, very good year, and his team is playing very well, is you've got to try to do something to make him uncomfortable.
But your guys talked about, you know, Justin said the other night, the idea of making a quarterback uncomfortable. We may not see it in the stat sheet, but they felt like they made Breeze uncomfortable. Did you see that same?
Well, the results speak for themselves in terms of some of the positions that he was in and had to throw the ball and had to get rid of it and that type of thing. Those are not necessarily found on the stat sheet, but nevertheless, you just keep coming. That's all you do. You persevere and you keep coming. You know, some teams do a great job of maximum protecting. And if you're not pressuring, you're rushing with four, maybe four and a half, five if you're hugging, and they're max protecting. So they do a good job of that. But you keep coming. You continue to, nothing changes. You go as hard as you can go and persevere. And it paid off on some occasions the other night, and it's going to have to pay off this week as well.
What kind of job has Lumpkin and Torrain done?
They're working hard. Those kids are working full speed, and they've had to. You know, they've had accelerated learning. They've basically had to learn game plans rather than start from the very beginning. But, you know, we've been impressed with the way they've applied themselves.
How hard is that for a player to have to learn game plans as opposed to starting?
Well, they're veteran. They're veterans, so they've been through it in other systems. So I'm sure what they've done is they've made comparisons and an analysis between what was called something someplace else, what is called here, and therefore they've kind of speeded up their learning process.
Tom, since a team like Atlanta match protects, doesn't it also work to your advantage in that they won't have as many of their weapons, you know, running free to catch passes? And I think that's what they
well,
do in the playoff game.
That happens. I mean, that's what people try to do. And you saw that with New Orleans last week in terms of blocking it up, throwing the ball deep down the field.
With Wilson, what's the key to coaching ball security? Is it constant reminding? Or?
It's constant emphasis and awareness on his part of you know, his wherever his body position is, whatever, wherever he finds himself, whether it's on the end of a pass or an exchange or a toss, get that ball secured before the tackler starts showing up and going for the ball.
Tom, you surprised it's taking Kenny so long to get back
here? I really don't know what to comment on that. He was back, and then obviously he had a setback, and now he's working his way back again. The nature of the injury is such.
Coach, Atlanta's undefeated at home. Do they look different to you on film when they're playing, you know, indoors than on the road or no?
Well, they play very well at home, but when you have an 11-2 record, you're playing pretty good on the road as well. So,
Coach,
a good team.
Ahmad has been able to perform well even in weeks where he hasn't practiced much. Is that just experience that allows him to do that?
Well, he studies hard now. He's smart and pays attention, and things are cumulative for him. He has that rare ability, but he's into it, and he's so competitive that he's not going to put himself in a position where he's not aware of what his responsibilities are and how he goes about it. He's always done that.
Tom, did Jaquan Williams show you enough Sunday that he can, with his skill set, be effective going forward?
He's practicing this week and continues to not miss any reps, and so that's a good thing.